one of the things that has been a topic of discussion during the entire Biden administration has been student loans. It feels like for the last 2.5 years, Dr. Sherman Kidd, we've been talking about student loans, student loans, student loans. Then there is a, we're going to do this student loan forgiveness, not for all, for some that are eligible for it. So then where do we stand on this when it comes to student loans? This has been a long time coming.
It has been a long time coming, and it's based on eligibility on how much you earn. So if you have income that's less than $125,000, then you could potentially earn up to $20,000. And in some cases, you may only get up to $10,000. And that's whether or not you have a Pell Grant that you were eligible for that. If you're not sure what you have or what you signed up for, you can always go to studentaid.gov and get your up-to-date information so that you'll know. But here's the challenge. Everything will happen by the end of the year, because don't forget, for those federally funded student loans, the moratorium will be released and payment will be, you know, restarted again come January. So just recognize that. So if you have a Pell Grant, you know, do you need to do anything to get the debt relief? Yep, you still got to submit an application. When will the applications be available? Not till October. Mm. When do you have to get them in? They're giving you a year, because right now the system is overwhelmed. The president made the notation in regards to this benefit, but it really didn't, you know, step back and give all of those institutions an opportunity to get them, you know, to get themselves together and get online with this. So just know that that happens. We had a caller a couple of weeks ago who asked the question, what happens if I have the Parent Plus loan? That means you were helping out your student or your child, you know, become eligible to continue on their education. Will there be some relief? Yes, as long as your income does not go above $125,000 or joint $225,000, you could be eligible for either $10,000 to $20,000 based on what your income limit is. So just know that Parent Plus loans are also eligible for some sort of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If you only owe $5,000 in student loans and they're saying that you're eligible for up to $20,000, will you get the remainder $15,000? No. What? Stop playing. No.
Wait. People are asking if they can have the leftover $20,000.
They want that. Yes. If I'm awarded $20,000, I want the money. No, you don't get that money. Stop it. Just that was a number one question that came through my emails for the past couple of weeks. What if I only owe $2,000? Will I get $18,000? No, you're not going to get that. Stop playing. Stop playing yourself. Stop filling up my inbox with that stuff, because you're not going to get that money. You're going to get whatever you owe. If you owe $2,000, then that's what the debt relief will be, in the amount of $2,000. Stop.
Well, it's funny. It's funny how people could do math very quickly, because if you owe $25,000 and they gave you $20,000, you'd be like, well, what about the other $5,000? Instead of thank you, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Be appreciative of that blessing and just cut it out. It's like, man, I don't even know how many questions I got. And I was like, wait, you know, I had to think to myself, you know, these are my friends, so don't treat them like Mama Mac would. Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, don't let people know you got that mode. Don't let them know you can be like, what? You take it easy on a friend? The truth is, the answer is no. The answer is no, man. I'm dead serious. The answer is no. Because they'll be like, well, what if? Well, come on now. When they did. No, you don't want to run into a PPE loan with a student loan thing. Yeah. So let's just say, hey, if it was $2,000, that's $2,000 less on your credit. If it was $5,000, it's $5,000 less you got to deal with. It's one less headache to deal with, as opposed to I could come up on it. We don't need to come up. We need to get out.
Mm-hmm. And as a reminder, just know that come January 1, 2023, all student loans will be back in repayment. So even though you may not have been processed through the student loan forgiveness piece, you know, just know that everyone will have to start repaying their student loans. So just be on the lookout for that.
I think we should have a student loan lottery every month. So just they should just come in and be like, hey, by the way, we're about to do a student loan lottery. And somebody's loan will be paid off for. Just an idea. It's crazy.
I know.
Paid off the entire amount?
Wait, it's like the lottery. It's like you hit the lottery, you got all that money. You know,
I want to be first in line.
You would be both. I don't even have student loans. WT Jackson, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for tuning in on the water cooler. Good morning.